It's 1 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Kristen Eliason. It's 9 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, the Toronto Zoo has reached a tentative agreement with the union representing almost 400 of its employees. The deal happened early this morning, with employees agreeing there will be no lockout or strike. The exact details of the agreement are still unknown, but business will continue as normal, and the opening of the new panda exhibit will go on as planned on May 18th. Two men are dead today after violence in the city's north and east ends late last night. In one case, police say two intruders entered an apartment near Yonge and Sheppard around 9 o'clock, where they stabbed one man several times. The victim was taken to hospital, but died later from his injuries. And in the east end, a 20-year-old man was shot dead near Old Finch and Morningside Avenues. Police are now looking for a black male suspect between 5'8 and 5'9. In other news, Boston bombing suspect Dzhokhar Tsarnaev has been released from hospital. He was transferred today under heavy guard to a medical center about 65 kilometers west of Boston. The center is located on an old American Army base and specializes in treating prisoners who need long-term physical or mental health care. And now turning to sports. The Leafs shut out the Florida Panthers last night with a 4-0 win. Phil Kessel scored two goals in that game, and Clark MacArthur and Leo Komarov scored one apiece. The Leafs' next game is at home against the Canadiens this Saturday night. And in baseball, the Jays were edged out by the Yankees in New York last night. Yankee infielder Robinson Cano helped out his team by hitting a 3-run homer. The final score was 5-3 Yankees. The Jays and the Yankees will play again tonight in New York at 7 o'clock. And in soccer, the Toronto Football Club will play the New York Red Bulls tomorrow at BMO Field. The game starts at 2. And in entertainment, Justin Bieber is in trouble again. Swedish police have said they found small amounts of drugs and a stun gun on Bieber's bus outside his concert in Stockholm. They didn't lay any charges, though, because no one was on the bus during the search. And in local news, the Marc Garneau Collegiate Show Choir practiced for 6 months for this big event. Show Choir Canada took place last Saturday, where 12 high schools from across Canada competed for first prize. But as I recently reported, the D-verses weren't necessarily looking for the win. In a large classroom at Marc Garneau Collegiate, nearly 20 members of the D-verses run through the lyrics to their Bollywood-themed song. The choir started 3 years ago, but they changed their name this year. Director Yang Chen says the choir is now called the D-verses because it reflects the diversity of their school.
Because we have a lot of immigrants coming from the Middle East and Southeast Asia, but we also have like a large Asian population too, so it's interesting to like look at the two music cultures and then bring them together for the storyline, so I thought that was really cool.
The plot of their upcoming show is a modern twist on Romeo and Juliet, with mixes of pop, rock, and Broadway music. Chen says that everybody has worked together to create the vocal arrangements and choreography. The choir didn't make it to the finals last year, but grade 12 student Jenny Wu is confident that this year will be different.
Because we have like a wider range of songs, and I believe like the people this year are a lot more committed.
There are some challenges. Some students speak with accents, others have never performed before, and then there were the teacher strikes. But the D-verses aren't worried. They're focused on a shared goal. They want to make it to the top six. And president of the club, Manal Rahim, says hopes are high.
We have a great storyline. We have amazing vocals. And we've worked insanely hard through this whole process. So I think our chances are pretty good to get into finals.
All finalists will perform for a second time on April 21st. Kristen Eliason, Observer Radio News, Toronto. And it's Friday, which means new movies. This week, catch Pain and Gain, an action comedy based on the true story of three bodybuilders whose kidnapping plot goes horribly wrong. Mark Wahlberg and Dwayne Johnson, aka The Rock, star in the film. And that's Observer Radio News. I'm Kristen Eliason. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca.